We went down at the same time. That was good there.
That was really
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the shared brain cell show.
I like that you messed it up and it's three words.
it's hard words.
It's not muted.
How we doing, guys? Good. How we doing on this fine, lovely Friday? Eh?
Well, it's probably not a Friday for them, but it is for us.
Well, as the time of this recording, it's Friday. Mid-holiday break Friday. It's a good one, you know?
Christmas. How was everybody's Christmas?
Yeah, how was everybody's Christmas?
Wait. Let us know in the comments what your favorite thing was about the season of giving.
What was your favorite thing that you gave?
My favorite thing? Probably an exquisite pickleball paddle that I'll be using to just whoop you.
Oh,
little does everybody know, I'm our probably record... 0-72 against him.
Our record is I win, he loses.
But with this new paddle, it'll revolutionize.
It'll make it even better when I beat him. It'll
revolutionize me.
Because he's got a super expensive paddle, and I got like a $4 one from Walmart.
Or if I lose, it'll be because it's a new paddle, and I'm not used to it.
Well, then when you break it in to losing to me, then when you lose even more, then it'll be even better.
I feel like I've beaten you one time.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
I was probably playing left-handed.
For the record.
Playing left-handed and blind.
For the record, it was when he broke his leg. He's on crutches. The ones win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Do you watch football? NFL?
Sometimes.
We're going to change that. Because I believe that the Vikings will get the
one seed. Oh, we're going to talk about the...
I believe the Vikings
will
get the
one seed.
What about
Sunday? Vikings versus Packers game.
Vikings-Packers. Biggest game if you're a Vikings fan. Just another small game if you're a Packers fan.
My family's,
because they are all out.
My family's a Packers family.
Yeah, we've got some...
From Wisconsin.
Rivals between us. We got Vikings, Packers.
I don't really care, but I just, you know, I hope for a good game that I won't watch.
That, you know what? I'm not even going to be mad because I just can't expect that.
I'll watch some of it.
I think you should just, we'll just watch it together. Oh. No, we won't.
They probably have people.
But I believe the Vikings will win by 17.
Will you, by 17?
17.
Wow,
17.
That's a big
That's
one.
My guess. Quote me now.
Well, it's kind of funny because the Vikings only try when they play the Packers.
Is that why they're...
They try their hardest when they play the Packers.
That's why they're 12-2.
It's 13, you dumbass.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I looked at the records. Football was playing yesterday.
Is it 13-2?
And it was 13-2.
I'm a fake Vikings fan.
He's a fake Vikings fan.
I just didn't
cancel this guy in the comments.
Didn't count for the last time we beat the Packers, so it's fine. We get past it.
Well, no.
We've already beaten you this
season. Well, I know, but for 12-2, you would have already accounted for it.
Well, then it would be 13-2. I counted all the other games except the last Packers.
Oh, right. Because they just play Packers back-to-back.
No.
Exactly. So how would you just forget to count the Packers game?
You're just a nuisance in my ear.
Wow.
Maybe I forgot to count the Seahawks game. That part of the brain cell.
Dude's trying to talk shit when he's a fake Vikings fan.
I'm not.
He doesn't even know the record of them.
I'm not a fake Vikings fan.
He's so fake.
We're good. But here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna beat the Packers on Sunday.
On your team.
No.
Fake
my
Viking
team,
fan.
We're the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm a playing
us
Minecraft.
In all of Minnesota.
Not all of Minnesota. Probably like 30% of Minnesota cheers for other teams.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
more
for
than
the Vikings.
30.
I'm like, I'd say I'd give 80% to the Vikings.
30% is probably Packers.
I'd give 80% to the Vikings. And all of those 80% know that we're gonna win against the Packers,
and all 80% knows he's a fake fan because he doesn't even know the record.
Not a fake fan.
Yeah, you are.
Name four Packers players.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. I just feel frustrated.
Name the entire team of the Vikings.
Oh my gosh, that is not even a joke.
Exactly.
Boy, I'd be able to name it if like people like Christian Darrisaw didn't get injured. Sure, you don't even know
who
it is.
Well, I'm saying the whole team.
The whole team.
So even the injured people.
All right, quarterback, we got Sam Darnold, our second quarterback.
Okay, this is boring. Just shut up.
See, there you go.
I don't want to listen
to you. There you go. He's mad already because I'm not a fake
fan. I'm not mad. I just don't want to listen to you make up people.
Not making it up.
When you get it wrong, you're going to make it up.
All my Vikings fans that are...
That know the one person you said?
I literally named our two quarterbacks. Sam Darnold.
Sorry, two people you named?
Daniel Jones, we got... You know Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison.
Nope.
We should get Chad Beebe back. That guy was a legend. Although he didn't do much, he had a couple clutch plays.
Mm.
CJ Ham. Ham. All right. Just What do you eat for Christmas? Like Christmas dinner? You eat
Christmas
ham?
Christmas dinner? This year we, for like Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Both.
Okay, let's get the full experience. Christmas Day, we got some Chinese food. I forget the place that we got, but we got takeout later in the day. And then, as a tradition, we always do fondue Christmas Eve.
What is that?
You don't know what fondue is?
No, I don't know what fondue is. What's fondue?
You know, like the melted cheese where you dip in a bunch of different food and eat it?
Oh, so it's like
or
queso.
Like the boiling oil.
It's like queso.
Like, no.
Okay, go on.
But and then we have boiling oil that we take meats and put it in and it just cooks it right away. Oh. And then you eat it. And like, you know, chocolate fondue?
Yes.
Fondue?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like that, just with oil and meat for like actual
interesting
food.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then.
That's Christmas Day.
No, that was Christmas Eve.
Okay, now it's Christmas Day.
We got Chinese food.
Oh, that's right.
For dinner.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
And then last weekend, had Christmas with extended family. So my dad smoked up some pulled pork, and we got some nice mac and cheese to go with it. So I hammered down on that, but we had the wisdom teeth out, so we had to nibble on the pork, which was very fun to just not eat any of it.
Did we post the pictures that you sent me, the 17 in a row?
No,
I don't think we do.
Leave it at that.
We'll grant him some mercy today.
Yeah. Well, I'll find some of the photos that I have
promise,
of you. And that's,
can't promise anything for the future.
Yeah, if he posts those, it's going to be a madhouse. What did you have?
What did I have?
Yeah.
Well, on Christmas Eve, I have sliced ham, juicy, tender, just cooked to perfection ham.
From Costco.
Not from Costco. We kill the ham itself. What does ham
you
come
kill?
From? What does ham come from? What does ham come from? What is ham?
You kill
pig?
The ham?
We kill the pig. Does ham come from a pig? Actually, stop. Goat? It's not a chicken because that's chicken. It's not beef because that's cow.
That's amazing.
It's
pig.
Yeah, so I knew it. It was pig. Cooked to perfection. We'll have like
oh my god.
Green bean.
This is insane.
Casserole stuff. And obviously some Christmas cookies because.
Ooh, don't even get me started on those.
It is Christmas.
My grandma's secret recipe. Ooh.
And then Christmas Day, we have some beef stroganoff. You know what beef stroganoff is?
Nope.
So, like, just noodles, like spaghetti noodles mixed with, like, a sauce and beef. So it's beef and spaghetti.
Oh.
Or beef and noodles. Delicious. All of you in the comments.
Do you guys like beef? Do you guys like beef stroganoff?
Not just beef stroganoff. What is your favorite Christmas meal or item of food?
Because I could easily take a stroganoff.
A stroganoff? Yeah, he's not funny. He likes to think he's funny.
He says the guy who's laughing.
Laugh. I don't laugh at his.
But you're stroking it off, eh?
His half of the brain cell just sometimes.
Yeah, at least I know where ham comes from.
I knew it came from a pig. It just didn't click right away.
You genuinely asked me.
Okay, here's my question. You're going to have to get controversial.
About?
If you could only kill chickens, pigs, or cows for meat the rest of your life, what are you killing?
All right, we got to think about this. So we got steaks from the cows.
So you can only use one. So like you could use chicken for eggs too.
True, true.
You could use cow for milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you could only have bacon for pigs, you know.
All right, well, let's see. We got the pork chop. We got the pulled pork carnitas. Uh-huh. Bacon. You know, all from the pig. We got all the nice juicy steaks from the cow. Milk.
Say that again.
Milk?
Milk? It's milk. With an I, not an E.
Milk.
Milk. I'm going to go pour myself a glass of milk.
Yep.
It's not milk.
Well, that's how I say it.
All right, go for it.
All right, and then, let's see, we got chicken and eggs. That's about it. Do we have to... Like, you're only able to eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to prepare the chicken? Like, do we have to raise the chicken?
It is prepared for you.
Like, all the steaks are just completely done the way I like?
Yes. All the chicken is cooked to perfection.
All right, screw it. Chicken's out of here.
Yeah,
done with chicken.
I'm killing the chicken, too.
But now it's between all the nice, juicy steaks out there.
And the porks, the milk, hams, the bacons, the...
And then there's pork chops.
Marshmallow.
And marshmallow?
Marshmallows are made from pig fat.
I don't like marshmallows.
Well, they're made from pig fat. They make me feel... So if you ever have a marshmallow, think deep down in your head and know it's made from the fat of a pig.
Yeah, well, you want to know what's even worse? Protein powder.
That is worse.
That's just ground up maggots.
Yeah.
Dried out maggots just ground up into a powder.
Some of them.
Some of them are just ground up other animals.
Yeah.
All right, back to the main question, though. This is a really tough one, dude.
I know what I'd pick.
What'd you pick?
I'd pick a pig.
A pig?
I'd keep a pig.
Yeah, it's because you want marshmallows. No, I don't want marshmallows. You're a little tubby man.
I don't want marshmallows. I'd want the bacon, and I'd want the pork chops. Like, ever gone to a fair and had a good pork chop on a stick?
No.
Just not.
Have you ever been to Von Anson's?
Yeah, they got meat.
Yeah.
They have lots of meat. They don't all have beef or, like, steak.
I know. Have you ever tried one of their pork chops? All you need is a little bit of kosher salt and black pepper. Just put it on the grill, 7 minutes-ish.
I know. That's the type of thing they put on a stick. It's at every fair.
Yeah, but fair food is just terrible for you.
If a pork chop at a fair tastes good, it's probably a good pork chop. It's meat. It's protein.
Yeah, there you can also put a lot of stuff to make it taste different.
There's also like things like the deep fried stuff. That's worse for you. It's just a genuine pork chop. You can see them grill it up in the stand.
I know. I'm not a fair guy.
I'm not a fair guy either. They're boring. When I go, I like the pork chops.
I just grill one up in my house. I would not go to a fair just for a pork chop. This is a big question, you know? And at restaurants, you can only get...
It is as if there are only one animal on the planet.
Ooh, then we'd all die.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to have to go with pork. Like, I cannot live without a pulled pork or...
You're keeping the pig.
Yep. I'm going with the pig. Because I can't get rid of my carnitas or my pork chops.
That's...
Even though a brisket or a nice steak is just... Oh, love of my life right there. But we're going... What?
Just checking the time.
All right.
You don't have a watch on. He doesn't have a watch on. He's an idiot.
I still can check the time.
It's 1:57 still.
All right. Ah, it's 1:57. But I said 1:50, and then when I time I said 8, it was 1:58.
Yeah, I respect that. I respect that. That's respect. Do you hear it squeaking? No, that's definitely an ear.
Oops. All right.
That's good. Now it's all I notice. In case you guys aren't able to hear it, it is...
I think they can hear it just fine.
I bet they could hear it too. But you know what? Hopefully it's not a...
issue.
The only thing that they can hear.
I know.
We're going to hope that it didn't catch all of the squeaks.
Yeah.
We're going to have to replace this. We're going to have to... Let us know in the comments what we should add to our table. What kind of chairs we should get. What should fill up this space right here? Because we've got a picture from the FIFA World Cup in 2002 when USA beat Portugal 3-2. But we need
a nice sign. Do you guys like our logo right now? Or should we come up with a new one? I think it looks real nice. But
I think it looks nice if, for those of you who haven't noticed, the lights in the background match the logo color.
Yeah, that was all him. That was all me. This big man right here. Should we get like a neon LED light up sign, you know?
I'm worried at some point we're going to put stuff up there and it's going to crash down behind us.
Well, at least behind me it won't hit me.
What happened to the... Oh, you moved the control. I like that. Yeah. I like that out of you.
What?
Moving the controller.
Well, I was pushing this back, so I didn't hear it.
Yeah. That's good. Also, let us know if the mic quality is good enough. This is brand new mic. Yeah. We're just testing it out. Hopefully it works correctly.
Hopefully it does.
We're going to be redoing this for, what, a fourth, fifth time?
Yeah, well, we've been at it for a long time. I think this is a pretty good first episode.
I think this is great. So we will catch you guys in episode 2.
Yeah. Who knows when we'll post episode 2 or 1, but we'll keep you all updated.
We'll squeeze ASMR in there.
Shut up. Okay. We're not...
We'll get it in there.
Well, we'll get it in there one day. We'll see your comments. If you want us to want him to do ASMR for comment like a minute. Comment what you want to see. No more than a minute.
Comment what you want to see. Anything you want to see. Any topics, any ideas,
any items appropriate things. Yes.
Yeah. We're not going to be controversial.
Yeah. We don't need him taking it off his shirt again.
Nuh-uh. That's controversial right there.
We don't need to talk about what happened earlier, but... Yeah.
All right. It stayed standing. All right, your turn. Oh, no.